Grace, mercy, and peace be to all of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My text this morning is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 28th verse. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. To the members of Emmanuel. This past week, I saw an advertisement. Then I went to the store and I saw it with my own eyes. A back to school sale? The first week of July? Are you kidding me? It's only going on the second week. Back to school means that summer is almost over. That can't be. Or at least I don't want it to be. I know for sure that my 6 grandchildren don't want it to be sure. Who doesn't love the lazy days of summer? For kids, it's a break from school and homework. For many families, it's a time for vacations together. A little time to play, relax, or get much needed rest. This last weekend, many people in St. Louis had a 4-day weekend since 4th of July was on Tuesday. But during that weekend, we also celebrated this past week Independence Day. But we also celebrated the freedom that you and I enjoy as citizens of this country. I don't know about you, but how nice it is to kick back, to relax, to take it easy, and just plain chill out for a few days. We need to do that. But a lot of us don't. Or at least we don't do it very often. Americans are probably the most hardest working people in the world. If you lived in Italy, the average time that you get off paid vacation for an Italian is 42 days. 6 weeks. If you lived in Germany, it was 35 days. In Japan, it's 23 days. But the average number of paid vacations per year in America is only 13. I don't know about you, but I think we really work hard during here in America. And because of that, a lot of people are tired. But strangely enough, even though they're tired, we may not be sleeping well at all at night. I'll be honest. I'm one of those because I have a case of sleep apnea. And it's been reported that between 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder each and every year. That's a lot of people not sleeping too well. It would probably be safe to say that we are a tired nation. But not only are we a tired nation, but we are also burdened. Isn't it true? We are burdened with debt. We are burdened with guilt. Or we are burdened with health issues. Or we all have a burden or two, or maybe more than two. But what are you carrying around today? It's hard for a pastor to say, but what is your burden? Is it trouble with your relationship? Is it stress at work or on the farm? Struggling to pay the bills? Perhaps you carry a hurt or a pain so deep that very few know about it. Or maybe it seems like life is just a series of fires that break out in your life, and you just run from one fire to another, just trying to put them out. Are you struggling with your health? Or maybe someone you love is struggling, but you still bear that burden. Or perhaps someone near dear to you has died, and your burden is great, and living with you each and every day that you are without them. Or could it be that your burdens are some combinations of these, and maybe a few other things that I have not mentioned? Our Lord Jesus talks about burdens. If you remember in our lesson, He accuses the priests and the Pharisees, the scribes, and even the church at that time for having put burden on people that should not be there at all. Burdens that oppress them. For instance, according to their regulations, a Jew is not allowed to shoe a fly that landed during a Sabbath day. That fly that landed on your nose would stay there because you could not move. And it would stay there until that fly had finished whatever it was doing and fly off. But there were also other regulations that made it forbidden for Jesus even to hame a lame person on the Sabbath, or anyone else for that matter. But Jesus said, throw that burden away. You don't need to carry that burden. Take my burden instead, a burden of love. Some burdens we are given, we have no choice about them, and we need to bear them because that's part of our life, whether we like it or not. Other burdens, unfortunately, sometimes we bring upon ourselves. Jesus talked about that too. You remember back in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 17? One day, a rich man came to Jesus. And if you remember, he was on a chariot, boldly the latest model. And he pulled up by this beautiful groomed horse. And he looked all dapper in his designer clothes and his leather sandals. And he asked Jesus point blankly, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The Bible says that Jesus looked at him and he loved him. And then he said to him, take that burden of your wealth from your shoulders and sell everything you have. Start another life, a new life. Take my yoke upon you. My burden is easy. I know that many are burdened here today. Some are the burdens imposed upon them just by life itself. Some are the unnecessary burdens that we have placed upon ourselves. But burdened we are. And So many are tired. Many are weary. Many need rest. And so, what a wonderful word we hear in our gospel reading for this morning. Jesus says to me, "Come to me, all who are weary and are burdened, and I will give you rest." I don't know about you, but what a beautiful passage. It sounds so good, doesn't it? And this invitation of Jesus Christ our Lord says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." Some people will downright say, "Oh, rest, relaxation. Jesus is giving us a vacation." But that's not the kind of rest Jesus is talking about. It's not the sipping of a nice tea by the poolside for rest. And there's nothing wrong with that kind of rest. It's actually nice. But you know, as a Christian, our burdens do not magically disappear. But Jesus does promise you and me rest for the weary. He promises rest for the burden. He promises rest and relief for our soul. The rest of our soul is far better than any kind of rest. And that's the rest that only Jesus Christ can give. In fact, that's the rest that God has been given to each and every one of us since the beginning of time. If you remember already on the Sabbath day, the seventh day, what did God do after He created the world? When God had done all the work of creation, He rested on the Sabbath. And He gives us a picture on how we too need to rest in Him. And you know how He gained the rest for our souls? And how He came to us? What does He say? "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." It is Jesus Christ who carried the burden of our sins. Jesus Christ took the yoke of God's wrath on the cross in our behalf. Jesus Christ gave up His very life for you and me. And when He rose from the grave, He loves us. He was so victorious over death and hell that Jesus was victorious over sin. And so He can call to those He loves, those to whom He welcomes, and He can give each and every one of them that beautiful invitation. "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Eternal rest. The rest for your souls. Because He carries the burden of our sins, our souls are relieved. The burden and yoke that He offers us, the one that is easy and light, that is His own righteousness, it's a life of faith, trusting in Him. It's knowing that Jesus Christ, our Savior, has done it all for all of us. And when we receive that rest, that refreshment for our souls, it's like cold water on a hot day. It's like fresh water in a muddy world. It's like power in the midst of weakness. It's like forgiveness in an unforgiving world. Love in an unloving world. It is life even in the midst of death. Every time Our sins are forgiven. You and I are at rest. When Jesus takes the load off of our shoulders, our lives are linked to Him. Our weakness is joined in His strength. And we find that rest, which is Jesus Christ alone. Does that still leave us with life's burdens? For now it may. Jesus doesn't promise us immediate rest from all of our problems and our sorrows. But He promises to be with each and every one of us through them and to work for the good through them. Jesus knows your and my weaknesses. He's walked our life. He's walked our walk, so to speak. He's taken on our flesh. And He's still there for you and me. And so we bring our burdens to Him in prayer. And we know that He hears us. And we know that He is present with us. Because that is His promise. But that's not all. There is also another rest, an eternal rest, which is your and my inheritance. While in this life, we still carry the burdens of life in a very sinful world. One day, one heaven and earth will come. One day our bodies will rise in glory, as God the Father has promised. And the picture that God paints of life for His people really is truly one of rest. No more fears. No more mourning. No more pain. Just an eternal, perfect rest. Being with our God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I'm sure you repeat this text every time that you have a funeral here at Emmanuel. Blessed are the dead who die in Christ, for they rest from their labors. They rest in Christ. And this Christ, this Jesus, who had no place to rest His whole, to rest His head, this Jesus, who utterly was alone on the cross for you and me, this Jesus, who overcame death by His resurrection, Jesus is on our side. Jesus is next to us. He is with us. And we find our rest in Him. He reaches out to each and every one of us and looks us in the eye and says, rest in peace. Rest in my peace. A little boy once asked his father, what does God do all day? That's a very good question. And the dad had some trouble answering the question. He kind of hemmed and hawed and didn't know what to say. Jesus has no problem with it. My friends, what does He say? Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and every day, every time, I will give you rest. I will refresh you. And the burden you carry will become light. This is the promise of Jesus Christ, your Lord and my Savior. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And now may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto eternal life. Amen.